From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and we are playing this week with Roxanne Roberts, Paula Poundstone, and Maz Jobrani. Here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Selena Rodriguez from Tracy, California.
Hey, Selena, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm well. Tracy, California is in the Central Valley, right?
Yes.
And what do you do there?
I am a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, that's cool. How old are your kids?
Well, I have a 14-month-old and one on the way.
Oh, wow. So you decided that having a toddler was simply not hard enough.
Exactly.
Good for you. Welcome to the show, Selena. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. What is the topic, Bill?
All signs point to no.
Despite what every self-help book and motivational poster has told you, sometimes it is not a good idea to just hang in there, especially if the road ahead is littered with bad omens. This week, our panelists are going to tell you three stories about somebody ignoring the warning signs. Guess that true one, and you will win Carl Castle's voice in your voicemail. You ready to play?
I am.
All right. First, let's hear from Maz Jobrani.
Yuri Abakumov should have known that things would not go his way when he woke up on the morning of December 10th to head to the World Weightlifting Championships in Chiang Mai, Thailand. His team had traveled all the way from Moscow with very little incident. However, that morning when Yuri attempted to travel from his bed to the bathroom, things started to unravel. First, the 6'3", 275-pounder dropped a bottle of industrial-sized mouthwash on his big toe, causing a minor fracture. Then, when he went to the kitchen to cook his normal breakfast of 13 eggs, 4 cans of beans, and 6 pieces of sausage, one of the cans slipped out of his hands and hit his knee. Yuri still made his way to the competition. I felt like I could overcome the minor injuries to help my team win. I am a man. I am strong like an ox. Those were famous last words as Yuri stepped up to the mat to lift 500 pounds over his head. Upon lifting the weights, Yuri's foot slipped because of the injured toe and his fingers failed him, making him lose his grip and fall backwards. The worst part was that 3 of his teammates were nearby cheering him on, and the weights came crumbling down faster than the Russian ruble, crashing on all the weightlifters and causing them all minor injuries. I should have seen the first injury as a sign. Next time I hurt my toe, I stay in bed.
A weightlifter starts the day by dropping everything and finishes it by dropping everything. Your next story of a bad sign comes from Paula Poundstone.
When Phoebe Wayland's in-laws came to town for a surprise pre-holiday visit in St. Paul, Minnesota, she thought she'd pepper their stay with events and activities. So although she didn't think it possible to get tickets to the annual Christmas Carol production on the day of, she gave it a try. "I got 4 tickets in the front row," she said. Now I realize that might have been a bad sign. At first, they couldn't figure out why the theater wasn't full. "It's a Christmas Carol at holiday time," she puzzled. Then the play began, and the empty seats made all the sense in the world. "I think it was supposed to be a more modern interpretation of the Dickens classic. Bob Cratchit said the F word a lot and was quite aggressive," she explained. "The Ghost of Christmas Present made a speech about how some greed is good and that charity undercuts self-determination. Scrooge himself stared right at my breasts the whole time he was reminiscing about losing his girlfriend Belle. Next year we'll get tickets to the Glass Menagerie at the holiday."
A woman slowly figures out she saw the wrong Christmas Carol. Your last story of something that maybe wasn't meant to be comes from Roxanne Roberts.
The idiotic trend of public marriage proposals reached a new high, or low, in the Netherlands last week when a Dutch man thought it would be a great idea for a construction crane to hang him outside his girlfriend's bedroom window, where he planned to dramatically pop the question. It was a stupid idea to begin with, and then it got stupider when the crane tipped over and crashed through the neighbor's roof. The man was uninjured, but a second crane rented to extract the first dropped it back on the building, destroying the rest of the roof and leaving 6 apartments unfit to live in, reports CNN. Unbelievably, the woman said yes to this literal home wrecker, and the couple left for Paris to celebrate their engagement. But it's a bad sign when your future husband tries and fails twice to keep his crane up.
Hey.
All right. So you've heard three stories of people being oblivious. The first from Maz Jobrani about a weightlifter who kept dropping things but still tried to pick up the heavy weight to disastrous results. From Paula Poundstone, a story about a woman who attended the Christmas Carol but discovered it really wasn't to her liking. Or from Roxanne Roberts, a woman who accepted the proposal of a man who managed to destroy two cranes in a building in an attempt to propose to her. Which is the real story?
Oh, dear God. I'm going to go with Roxanne.
You are going to go with Roxanne. Often a wise move. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone familiar with this story.
I've used aircraft carriers, marching bands. I've definitely never used a crane, an actual giant crane.
That was Sarah Pease.
Oh, yes.
She designs and executes wedding proposals at a company called Brilliant Event Planning, but even she thought that the man's idea of using a construction crane was a bad one. Congratulations, Selena. You got it right. Roxanne told the truth for once.
You've
won our prize, Carl Castle's voice, on your voicemail. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for playing.
You know your life.